Switch apps between break selections in Ableton Live, Beginner Edition. Today we're doing one of the most drum and bass skills you can learn, swapping from one break to another in arrangement view, without the groove falling apart, without the snare suddenly feeling like a different song, and without your mix doing that awkward volume jump. By the end, you'll have a simple 8 to 16 bar drum section, where break A is your foundation, break B is your hype break, and you've got at least one clean, intentional switch-up moment that feels like a chapter change, not a mistake. Alright, open Ableton Live. Let's set this up like a real track. First idea to lock in Jungle and DNB, break choice is identity. The break isn't just a loop, it's the attitude of the drums. So when you switch breaks, you're basically changing the narrator of the rhythm. Our job is to make that narrator change feel on purpose. Step 1. Pick two breaks that contrast, but can be married. Break A is your foundation. Think of something tighter, less busy, rolling nicely. A think-style break is perfect. Steady, clean ghost notes, not too chaotic. Break B is your switch-up. Busier, more mid-range grit, more hat action. A little more chaos. Amen is the classic, hot pants is another vibe. The point is, break B should feel like energy lift. Before you arrange anything, do a quick 10-second compatibility check. Solo break A, then solo break B. Ask yourself three things. 1. Does either break have a noticeably longer room tail or reverb vibe baked in that can smear transitions? 2. Does one have way more head energy above, like 10K? If one is super airy and the other is dull, the swap will feel like a different recording. 3. Does one feel late, kind of laid back, compared to the other? That's a groove mismatch. If any of those are true, it's totally fine. You just want to know ahead of time so you can compensate with clip gain, eck, and tiny timing nudges, instead of trying to edit your way out later. Step 2. Set tempo and warp correctly. Set your project tempo to something in the DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. Let's say 174. Drag break A onto an audio track in arrangement. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Now set the warp mode. For drums, start with beats mode. In the beat settings, choose something like transient loop, then adjust the envelope somewhere around 10 to 30. Lower envelope tends to keep things punchy. Higher can start to smear or flam depending on the sample. Now do a reality check. Turn on the metronome and listen. You're listening mainly for the snare. If the snare drifts late or early, don't go crazy warping every transient. Just add a warp marker on the main snare hits and pin them. Think of it like putting fence posts in the ground. You just need the important ones. Repeat the same process for break B. Warp on. Beats mode. Check the snare against the click. Add a couple warp markers if needed. Coach tip here. Lock in one reference transient across both breaks. Usually the main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. If that lands consistently in both clips, your swap will feel intentional even if the little ghost notes have swing. Step 3. Give both breaks the same grid identity. This is where beginners usually get tripped up. You can't just throw different breaks anywhere and expect them to swap smoothly. They need consistent phrasing. Decide your phrase length. DNB loves 8 bars, so we'll do 8. Trim both clips so they start cleanly on bar 1 of a phrase. That means your first meaningful hit, usually the first kick or first downbeat snare relationship, is where it belongs. If you need to, consolidate. Command J on Mac. Control J on Windows. That turns your selection into a clean piece of audio that behaves predictably. Name your clips clearly. Seriously. Break A think clean and break B amen hype. Color code them. It sounds boring, but arrangement speed equals creativity. If you can see what's happening at a glance, you'll try more ideas. Step 4. Create a constant anchor. Optional, but it's the cheat code. A lot of the time when people swap breaks, the snare identity changes, and suddenly the track feels random, like you change drum kits mid-sentence. So here's the move. Keep the breaks for texture, ghost notes, hats, and grit. But layer your own consistent kick and snare on top, on separate tracks. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack, or use simpler with one-shots. Pick a clean DNB kick that's punchy and short. Pick a snare that has a consistent tone and a strong transient. Program a basic pattern that holds steady through both sections. Now when you switch breaks, you're not switching your whole drum identity. You're switching the flavor around the anchor. That's how a live pro DNB keeps continuity even when the breaks get wild. Step 5. Build a drum bus group so everything feels like the same kit. Select your drum tracks, break A track, break B track, your kick, your snare, whatever else you've got. Group them. Command G or Control G, name it Drum Bus. On the Drum Bus group, add three stock devices in this order. First, EQ8, high pass around 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That removes rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to delete your drums, just clear space. Second, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on allowed parts. You're listening for togetherness, not squashed drums. If you need a bit more control, soft clip can help, but keep it tasteful. Third, drum bus. Add a little drive, like 2 to 8% depending on how aggressive you want it. French can add fizz, so keep it low, like 0 to 10%, especially on bright breaks. Boom is optional. If you already have a kick and sub, you may not need it. If you do use it, keep it subtle, and trim the output so you're not clipping. This chain is your same room effect. It makes break A and break B feel like they exist in the same universe. Step 6. Arrange the switch up. This is the core lesson. Here's the simple proven pattern. Bars 1 through 8, break A. Establish groove. Bars 9 through 16, break B. Energy lift. Now, don't just switch and hope. You're going to design the handoff. And there are three beginner-friendly ways to do it. You only need one today, but I'll give you options so you can choose the vibe. Option A. Clean swap with a fill. Place break A for 8 bars. Place break B starting at bar 9. Now in bar 8, create a 1-beat fill. The easiest way is to duplicate break A into bar 8, then cut out the last quarter note or last half bar and replace it with a quick stab from break B, like an amen snippet, a snare rush, a hat burst. The goal is to announce the new break without fully switching early. If you want the classic jungle workflow, right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slicing by Transients. Now you can trigger little slices like a fill. Even if you're a beginner, this is one of those techniques that instantly makes your arrangement feel authentic. Option B. Filter out then filter in. Smooth and professional. On break A, on the last bar before the switch, add an auto filter. Use low pass. Automate a cutoff down over that bar, like from 18 kHz down to somewhere between 2 and 5 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 0.7 to 1.2, subtle. You can even automate a tiny bit of drive for tension. Then on break B, first bar after the switch, start with the filter more closed, then open it quickly back to full brightness. That makes the listener feel a handoff, like one break is stepping out and another is stepping in. Option C. Micro stutter at the end of the phrase. At the end of bar 8, find a snare hit or a strong transient. Blit the clip there. Set your grid to 1/8 notes. Duplicate a tiny slice so it repeats in 1/8s for one beat. That's the little machine gun gear change effect. Then add a short reverb via send just on that stutter, so it feels like it's being sucked into the next section. Coach note. Pick your switch point by listening for the snare story, not just bar numbers. You want to swap right after a clear snare hit, not in the middle of some super busy shuffle. The ear likes a clean reset. The snare is your punctuation mark. Step 7. Control frequency clashes and level match. This is where your switch up either feels like energy or it feels like a mix problem. On each break track, at EQ8, high pass the break around 80 to 120 Hz, especially if you've got your own kick and sub. Most of the time you do not need the break's low end fighting your main low end. If the break is harsh, dip a bit around 4 to 8 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, not because it's bad, but because two different breaks have two different brightness profiles, and that brightness shift can feel like a jump cut. Optional. Add saturator on the break, soft sine or analog clip, 1 to 4 dB drive, soft clip on, but level match the output. That is crucial. If you saturate and it gets louder, you'll think it sounds better when it's really just louder. Now do the most important check, perceived loudness match between break A and break B. If break B is 3 to 6 dB louder, your switch will feel messy and accidental, even if your timing is perfect. Use the track fader or utility to level match. And here's a detail most beginners skip. Micro level matching with clip gain envelopes. If break B has one snare that randomly spikes, it'll ruin the illusion. Go into the clip, use clip gain or automation to tame that one moment. You're basically polishing the transition so it feels intentional. Step 8. Add a tiny tell so the listener feels the change. Switch-ups feel stronger when you give the listener a cue. It can be subtle. A crash or a ride on the downbeat of the new break. A reversed cymbal pulling into bar 9. A quick vocal hey. A snare flam. Even a tiny width change. Use a return track with a short plate reverb. like 0.8 to 1.4 seconds. Keep it filtered so it doesn't wash out the low end. You can also use a delay, ping pong at 1/8 or 1/4, low feedback. One of my favorite simple cues, automate utility width. Keep it slightly narrower before the switch, then a touch wider on the first bar of the new brake. Keep it subtle. DNB is momentum, not special effects overload. Quick context check. Addition the swap with bass playing. A brake switch that sounds amazing solo can fall apart once your sub and bass are in. So loop your 8 or 16 bars and put a simple bass note underneath. Even just a sine wave following the root note. You're listening for low-mid clashes and whether the groove still feels locked. If the whole thing feels like it leans late or early when the bass comes in, try track delay on the brake track. Instead of warping every transient, nudge the whole brake earlier or later by, say, 5 to 20 milliseconds. That can instantly feel match two brakes. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. If your warping is wrong, you'll hear flams and drifting snares. Fix it by placing warp markers on key snares and keeping it simple. If your snare changes character when you swap, layer a consistent snare anchor. If the switch feels like a volume jump, level match. Use utility, use clip gain. Don't rely on hope. If both brakes are full spectrum and fight the bass, high pass the brakes and carve low mids, and don't over-edit. Do a clean A to B swap first, then add one or two tasteful edits. That's how you stay musical. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Set tempo to 174. Pick two brakes, a tight one and a busy one, or both. Make an 8-bar loop, bars 1 to 4 break A, bars 5 to 8 break B. Now create two transitions, one with auto filter, one with a 1-beat fill using slices. Then level match so when you close your eyes, the switch feels like an energy change, not a mix change. If you want to take it one step further after this lesson, try a call and response pattern in an 8-bar phrase, 2 bars of A, 2 bars of B, 2 bars of A, 2 bars of B. This audio version is shortened for playback.